boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yeah. We're almost in our 30s, but we got Easter baskets yesterday.
I think there's no age limit because I fully enjoy them.
I hope I get them until I'm 100 years old.
Dude, if you're a dentist, don't listen. But I'm eating candy for every meal for the next however many days it lasts me.
I kind of regret not bringing the candy to work today. I'm like craving jelly beans right now. I'm like, I need jelly beans.
Oh, no, I'm rationing mine today. I brought my Reese's Pieces in the shape of a carrot.
Oh, yum.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to have something new every single day until I run out.
So what'd you get in your Easter basket?
Oh, I got, you know, the little plastic eggs full of jelly beans. I got a chocolate bunny, Reese's Pieces, all the essentials. However, my Easter basket was split in half because it was joint with my boyfriend.
Oh, no.
Which is, like, great. Oh, my parents were so thoughtful for including him, but now I have to, like, share.
No.
But technically, I got double what I normally would have. But, man, things got hostile yesterday because it's, like, don't touch my nerves.
Did you almost end your relationship over Easter?
Not yet, but if I go home and there's things that I wanted and I called that are missing, it's all bets off, man. What'd you get in yours?
Easter bunny almost ruined your life.
Seriously, it might break me.
I got pretty much the exact same things as you did. Jelly beans, the Starburst kind. You know, the good one.
Yes.
Can't get it wrong. So it's the all the red kind, you know, I like that. I got the nerd clusters, but in the rope or whatever. Mm-hmm. The nerd rope, but it's the Easter flavor kind. I got the Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Yes.
That's what I'm craving right now. I'm like, can I leave work and not be caught just to go get an egg?
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, do I add to my stash because it's all going to be on clearance today?
I forgot about that.
Should we ditch? We get out of here.
Those Girls in the Afternoon will be back in 30 minutes.
Yeah, we got a candy run.
I think we had some pretty cool Easter baskets yesterday, if you're asking me.
Any sort of candy, I'm going to be happy with.
Mm-hmm. Free food, free candy. I'm not complaining.
Me either.
But if we had to, like, I don't know, come up with our own perfect Easter basket. Obviously, candy included. Duh. I mean, the candy makes the Easter basket.
Perfect. I'd be upset if I got an Easter basket that didn't have candy in
100%.
It.
100%. What else could make an Easter basket more perfecter?
As an adult, are we talking?
Yeah.
Oh, man, so many things. Like lottery scratch cards are always great. It would be especially great if they were guaranteed to win me a couple million.
Yeah, I hate when I get a scratch ticket and I win nothing. That's the worst.
That and, like, when you get a dollar and you're like, do I even take it in?
No, I'm not going to take it in. That's stupid.
Scratchers. I don't know, maybe shooters.
Ooh.
To pair with the candy.
Yes.
To make yourself a little cocktail. That would be fun, I think.
Okay, I was thinking a gift card to a grocery store. Because I'm always going to need groceries.
Constantly.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking a gift card specifically to a grocery store. And then I was thinking, call me crazy, put like a kid toy in there. Because I want to feel like a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's stupid. Put slime in there. I know it's...
Dude!
What?
Now I'm like... I wish I got some slime.
put slime in there, Play-Doh. I don't know, a toy car in there or something. I'm going to throw it away in like 24 hours, but it would have been so cool to play with.
You got me on the slime. Now I'm sad.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How would you like the men that you're dating to be obsessed with you?
Oh, my God.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, great.
How do I say yes louder than that?
Loud and clear. Got it. I feel like it's been a trend for girls, especially, to be sharing their, like, tips and tricks of dating and their methods to getting dudes to, like, really fall for them and become obsessed with them. So I have another one for you today that's called the cavoodle method.
The hoodle?
Cavoodle method. Let me tell you about it. Apparently a cavoodle is a dog breed. They're adorable, by the way. You should Google it in your free time. And this girl kind of explains that she is obsessed with this breed of dog. She talks about them all the time, knowingly and unknowingly. And she was doing that with a guy she was seeing to the point that every time he saw a cavoodle, he would think of her. So he was associating her with this specific dog breed. He was sending her videos every time they would pop up on TikTok or Instagram because he knew how much she loved those dogs. And then when they officially got together and started dating, she asked, like, what made you want to start dating me? And he said that everywhere he went and every time he saw one of those cavoodles, he thought of her. And he was thinking about her a lot, which made him want to progress in the relationship. So she's claiming, obviously doesn't have to be a cavoodle, but if you make something your thing and get people to associate you with it, it sticks in their heads.
I got this. I already know what I'm going to talk about constantly. Potholes. No, potholes. We got so many around. No, we got, listen, we got so many around here. If I just constantly bring up potholes every time he sees a pothole, every time he hits a pothole, he's going
to
think of me.
That's what you want. You want him to go, funk. Oh, destiny.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I really thought at this age that I would have cracked the code on men, but man, do they confuse me.
I did not think I would ever. I don't think I ever will.
I don't think it's possible. There's so many things that I don't get. Mm. And I'm like, do all guys do this? Mm. Did I get left out of the group chat? Like, what is this? And I'm sure they feel that way, vice versa, about us women. However, this weekend, I noticed that my boyfriend does something that I think is really, really weird. I walked in and he was playing video games, which he does frequently. But I realized in that moment he was sitting in complete silence. Like, no volume on the game.
Mm-hmm.
He had no music on. There was no TV on. So I was like, huh, now that I think about it, like, anytime that he is off doing his gaming thing, it's in complete silence, which I think is a little bit weird. So then I asked him, I was like, do you always do this? Do you always sit in the quiet when you do this? Because, like, he's got Mondays off, right? So I was like, when I'm gone and I'm at work and you're enjoying your Monday off, do you sit in silence all day by yourself? And he was like, yeah, I do. What do you mean?
Does he wear the headsets?
No.
Like that some guys do?
No.
Oh.
No, he plays Madden, the football game, with no sound on.
So he can't hear them go hood hood?
No, there's no sound effects because I sat there long enough to be like, oh, maybe he's like just listening to the effects of the video game. Nothing. And I was like, you never turn on music when I'm gone. You never like turn the TV on just for background noise. And he was like,
That's so weird.
Right? Because I'm the type of person, even this weekend, I was rewatching old seasons of Love is Blind, not because I wanted to watch it, but I just wanted background noise. Because that would make me anxious, just sitting in the silence.
I have played video games before, and I have to have the volume on. I got to hear everything. But I do remember this guy that I dated was playing this one video game, and he's like, I'm not doing that great of a job because I feel like I can't really hear it. And I was like, what? And he's like, this is a game that you have to be, like, you have to have a headset on. You got to fully hear everything. Because if you don't fully hear everything, you're going to miss people. And you're going to get shot, is what he said. It was like a shooting game. I don't really know what it was. But, like, so I'm like, that's why it weirds me out that he's not playing with volume.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so now I kind of feel bad for you. Because I know you're at home just sitting in the silence right now.
I was never handed a book about how to understand a guy's 101.
No, me. Does that exist? Because I would check that out from the library.
You would actually read that one?
No. Well, I would.
She would spark note it.
Spark note it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
And I know when they separated us in, it was third grade for me, and they separated the class. They didn't go over a lot of things. They went over some things, but not a lot.
No, there's a lot of things that at 27 years old, I'm like, I still don't understand that about you guys.
You're just telling me that you don't understand why your boyfriend plays video games in silence.
It's quite sad. The more I think about it, I'm like, that's really kind of pitiful. Poor guy. But it doesn't bother him. He acted like I was crazy for asking, why do you sit in silence to play video games?
Well, this weekend, there was something that Neighbor Man did that I was like, oh, do all men do that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay. So he had just taken a shower and he had shaved his beard, shaved his head. And what are you looking at?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting you to say he also just shaved his head.
Oh, he did both. He just shaved it, right? And he was like, hey, can you toss me that bottle of rubbing alcohol? I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. So tossed him the rubbing alcohol. And he goes, this is the worst part about getting out of the shower. And just goes to town, spraying it on his head. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, ow, this hurts so bad. I'm like, what is that for? Apparently, it's just like beard oil or whatever. I don't know, something like that. And apparently, guys have to, after they shave their face or their head or whatever, they can cut themselves, right?
Yeah.
And in order to not get infections and stuff, they need to put the alcohol on it.
Oh.
And in that moment, I was like, thank God I'm a woman.
I have so many questions. Girl, so it's like aftershave, right? I'm picturing.
That's what it was, aftershave. That's
it's
what
like
it was.
The cartoons where the little kid shaves for the first time and they put it on.
That's what
like,
he said. That's what he said.
But just plain out, you just use plain he's alcohol. Like, is that normal?
That's what he said. You could use that or you could use the aftershave is what I meant to say. Aftershave has like, it smells better.
Got it.
So if you want to have a better smelling one, use aftershave, or you could just go to cheaper route, use the alcohol.
Okay. Why don't we do this when we shave our legs?
That's what I said. I said, should women be doing this?
Is this the secret that we've been left out of?
Does that mean those red, what are they called, strawberry things that I get, would that go away if I just put some rubbing alcohol on my legs?
Will you try it first so that I don't have to scream in pain?
So we're having problems understanding men.
Such mysterious creatures.
So why not bring a man into the picture?
Well, yeah, sometimes you should just ask
the
source instead of spiraling, which is kind of what we're doing.
So we brought in street teamer Andrew, and we're gonna ask you some weird questions. You have no idea what we're gonna ask you.
No.
You want to ask him your
question? Yeah. So I'm not gonna give you any context, but you like video games.
Yes.
What's like the vibe when you're playing video games? Like, are you listening to anything? Are you watching? Are you multitasking?
I mean, having ADHD, I usually have something other than just the video game on.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, like, sometimes it might be a chill TV show. I like, or a TV show I like that I've watched over and over.
So you would never, ever play in silence?
No, usually. If I don't have anything else going on, I'll have the sound from the game on.
Okay, see?
Weird.
I knew it was suspicious. My boyfriend sits in silence. It's weird. So now I know that he's the odd one out. Thank you for that.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever shaved your face?
Andrew has a luscious beard.
You do. You got a luscious beard and luscious hair. Have you ever shaved with a razor?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you use rubbing alcohol or, I don't know, what was it, aftershave?
Aftershave?
No. I've never used either of them because Home Alone scarred me as a kid.
Okay. That's what I was picturing. Was the scream.
Yeah. Nope. Haven't used it.
See? Would you ever try?
I don't really want to experience that.
Okay. Home Alone ruined it. Well, now I don't need to try it then.
I'm not slapping that on my knees after I shave. No way.
Hi, my name is Destiny, and I single-handedly ruined Easter yesterday.
At least you know you did, I guess.
We want to know, how did you ruin your family holiday? Was it Easter yesterday or was it like a past, I don't know, Thanksgiving, 4th of July? You ruined it somehow, some way for the entire family. And we want to hear all about it. I made one stupid decision yesterday at 11 a.m. that ruined a perfectly great Easter. So I had a really awesome Easter with Neighbor Man. He got me a neighbor, an Easter basket. It was really cool. It was really intimate. And he decided that he was going to make us pancakes and eggs. And he had coffee. And I wasn't really in the mood for coffee. I knew it would upset my stomach. So I didn't have that. Instead, I had a Red Bull. But I shouldn't have had the Red Bull, because the last couple times I've been having Red Bulls, They have been destroying my stomach. They have not been agreeing very well. But I was like, you know what? Screw it. I think I'll be fine. I'm eating food with it. I'll be okay. Was I wrong?
You were.
Around 11:30, 11:45, I was out. My stomach was in knots. I could barely move. That Red Bull was giving me so much pain. I was out. I had to take a nap to get myself to get through it. And then I had to like put a heating pad on my stomach.
Uh-huh.
I was out. We were supposed to go on a walk on a trail. We didn't get to do anything. All of our plans were out the window for Easter because I had a Red Bull and I knew I shouldn't have, but I did it anyways. And it upset my stomach and we didn't get to do anything fun yesterday. I ruined Easter. And we had a really great start of it. Was great.
Just couldn't finish it. What did you learn? Are you going to drink any more Red Bulls on national holidays?
Still have three more Red Bulls.
Okay.
And so. Part of me is like, do I get my money's worth?
Save it for May Day and Memorial
Fourth
Day.
Fourth of July. Yeah. Fourth of July will never be the same. All because you ruined it. And we want the tea. We want to know what happened. We won't judge.
Yeah, why did it get ruined?
How did you ruin your family holiday?
So you said that yesterday you ruined your Easter because you drank a Red Bull.
Mm-hmm. And it made me so sick for hours.
Which is so weird because you drank them like normally leading up to that. Mm-hmm. So that reminded me as a child. God, I don't even know how old I was. Probably like 8. I ruined my family's Easter because of a Mountain Dew.
You don't really drink. I don't think I've ever
seen. I can't.
Is
because
it
since? Of this. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think actually, I think it was a Diet Mountain Dew, which we always had around the house for, you know, like dinner and stuff. And I liked Diet Mountain Dew. But for some reason that Easter morning, I woke up and I chose violence. Okay. I chugged that Diet Mountain Dew. And then I think I chugged a second Diet Mountain Dew as a small 8-year-old child. And the way that I got sick so that nobody could enjoy Easter anymore.
Oh, no.
Has now ruined Mountain Dew in general for me because I am transported back to that day sitting on the couch watching all my siblings eat their candy and I couldn't.
So did you guys, were you guys supposed to go somewhere that Easter too, or were you supposed to host it?
I think
you remember if you had plans?
I think we probably had plans to like go to a grandparent's house, but we were doing the thing where we sat in the living mm-hmm. room and we're like opening our baskets and like reading a letter from the Easter bunny. And within like minutes, I ruined it. All of that. And then I didn't even get to enjoy my candy.
All because of Mountain Dew.
All because of Mountain Dew.
I hope you got invited back to your family holiday after you single-handedly ruined it. Maybe you didn't.
Ouch. Was that bad?
Was it? We still want to hear all about it. How did you ruin your family holiday?
Oliver, what happened at your family's holiday?
This was Thanksgiving, and we had a table that was right below the opening to the attic, which is where the Christmas tree was. And my mom had put all of the pies on that table, and they were untouched. And my sister, she was tall enough to reach it, but she was light enough that she was in charge of going up into the attic and getting the Christmas tree, right? She stood on the table, and the entire thing, it was like a leaf table, and the entire thing, like, fell apart, and all of the untouched pies fell onto the floor, which is the best part of Thanksgiving.
That it would be horrifying if all the pies went flying.
I know. I'd still eat it.
And somebody took a tumble.
I'd still eat it.
That's questionable that you would still eat it. But
you okay? Great. I'll eat some pie on the floor.
Yeah. Are you going to be all right? Walk it off. Walk it off. My Christmas growing up was a little bit ruined by a family member because they took a tumble. They had been out celebrating with some friends.
Oh, little drinks.
Enjoying some mm-hmm. spirits, if you will. And got home and fell into the Christmas tree. So there were some misshapen gifts
yep.
after that. There
some
was
ornaments broken.
Some ornaments askew. And that image is burned in my brain for the rest of my life. So yeah, that's how somebody ruined my family's Christmas one year. Tanner, how did your family's holiday get ruined?
Yeah, so we were at our Thanksgiving holiday, and I got in from out of town. And my brother had, like, a big announcement that he wanted. Well, actually, he didn't want to do. He didn't want really anyone to know. I thought it was going to be a big announcement that he was going to have a baby. And so after a few drinks, we're at the dinner table. I make some toast and went ahead and said, and guess what? Johnny is going to have a, you know, baby, and it was not supposed to happen. It kind of ruined the entire thing. He didn't want anybody to know. Actually, his fiance at the time, they were trying to keep it secret, so I did kind of ruin that moment at our Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, we all want Hallmark holidays where it's perfect and beautiful and just like the movies, but sometimes just doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we ruin them ourselves. And you know what? Lady J actually just came running in here.
Okay. So I heard you guys talking about like ruining holidays, and it didn't dawn on me until like now that I totally ruined Labor Day weekend for my family when I was younger. Because we used to go camping all the time. Mm-hmm. So on the holidays, we would go camping. And Sunday morning of Labor Day weekend, everybody's sitting around the campfire and they're making breakfast. And we were playing flag football. And I was going to stop this, you know, I would call him neighbor kid, but he was just like in the camper next to us, whatever.
Yeah.
Stopped him right in front of the campfire. I came down and broke my tibia. So broke my leg, ended up, you know, having to stay in the hospital. So all my family had to like pack up. They didn't get to spend Monday there. They came to visit me in the hospital. And yeah, that was great.
It was a costly trip.
Yeah, no, and I swear, I do not believe that we went camping after that. I don't remember camping after that.
You ruined the holiday and camping in general.
Yeah, I feel like I just ruined everybody's life at that point.
Don't mind me. If I look a little bit tired than normal today, and if I seem a little off today,
I'm not going to tell you you look tired because I feel like that you know what that means.
I know I have bags underneath my eyes, and I haven't been getting much sleep the last couple nights. You want to know why?
I have a feeling you're going to tell me why.
Oh, I'm going to tell you why. I have been up almost every hour on the hour at my place because of a stupid bird. Okay, I love birds. I shouldn't have said that. They're cute. Mm-hmm. But this one in particular was a little dumb.
Where's the bird?
I don't know. That's the problem, Taylor. I don't know where the bird is. Okay, I'm laying in bed and I can hear, this thing was going off in the middle. Remember that storm a couple days ago where the thunder was the loudest thing you've ever heard in your entire life? That bird was going off. Chirp, 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 chirp.
Louder than the thunder.
Louder than the thunder, Taylor. Chirp, 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 chirp. Keeping me up this morning. Chirp, 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 chirp. Last night, 11 o'clock. Chirp, 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 chirp. I'm like, did you talk more than me? Because you're a loud talker.
Oh.
I don't know who they're spreading the news to, but they are talking a lot. I could tell they're a little baby bird or something. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where they're at. I don't know where they could be at. There's no tree near me unless they're in the gutter. That's the only thing I can think of. But for the love of God, they've been keeping me up at night. I love birds. I think they're cute. But this one is on my list.
I wish that I had the capability to say I sent that bird to you as payback.
Why?
Because you talk my ear off every day.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I don't want to hear it today. Don't say it to me. Don't say, oh, we needed the rain. But we don't. Don't, because I want you to walk over here and look at how long the grass already is. It doesn't need to grow anymore.
Someone needs to mow it?
Somebody needs to mow it, and what we want and what we need is just some sunshine, please. I beg.
I know, I need some vitamin D ASAP.
That's what it is we are all so vitamin D deficient. I can't handle it anymore. So don't say, oh, we really needed this rain. Not to me today, I can't handle it, but
but we did!
Who did? Not our front lawn, I'll tell you that.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like one of the exciting parts of getting married and having kids is the showers you throw.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, your bridal shower, your baby shower. Normally, you register for, like, an online gift registry. Yeah. So people kind of know the things that you need. And it's basically the nice way of asking for gifts. But I have good slash could be bad news in that it doesn't stop with weddings and babies. Which means, you know, you're forking out more money for your friends going through this stuff. Because it's becoming a trend to make a divorce registry.
Can we make it a breakup one too?
Well, maybe. Because
go on, sis. I have so much to say about this, but so, go on.
I'll tell you what's going on both sides, because there's people that love this and think it's genius, and there's people that think this is stupid and they hate it. So basically, the thought is when you go through a divorce, you could be financially vulnerable at the time because there's a good chance that you're splitting your assets right down the middle.
100%.
And you have half of your stuff, from your appliances to furniture to all of those things. And some people think it's better than like a wedding registry, because normally when you, you know, you get married, you both have your own versions of things. You have two coffee makers, you have two sofas, two coffee tables, and then somebody completely gets rid of one because you're like, I won't need this. And then comes a divorce and one person is kind of like left out to dry probably.
Yeah.
Because now half of their things are with the other person still. So then there's people who are like, no, I've already supported the marriage by giving you stuff off your wedding registry. I've supported the babies that you've had.
Oh, yeah.
So you're kind of on your own. I'm not buying anything off your divorce registry. What would you do if somebody...
I love this.
You do.
I love this so much. And I can tell you from personal experience, this is such a great idea.
Okay.
Well, I didn't have a divorce, but I, you know, was in a serious relationship for many, many years and it ended. And I am living on my own now and I don't have a lot of things. I don't have a couch. I don't have a kitchen table. There's a lot of things I don't have. And I've had to try to, you know, save a ton of money to eventually get some things over time and stuff. But it would be really cool to have like a breakup or divorce registry so that you could get some things to be able to live on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so cool. Cause there were people who, like you said, even if you can't, you know, buy it for me, maybe you have extra in your basement.
Yeah. Okay.
That you don't want anymore. I'll take it if you don't want it. Oh my God. If it has been used, I don't care. It's free. I need it.
Right. How do we make we need a hybrid of a divorce registry and like Facebook Marketplace, where people just list the things that they don't want for cheap. And then the people who are going through breakups can snatch it up.
100%. This is genius.
Can you create it? Please.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Fine.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I'll be the first to raise my hand and admit it. Women can be really confusing sometimes.
100%.
We say things, but really, we don't mean that.
We mean something else.
And we want you to know what we mean, because we want you to be in our brains, but you can't be on our brains.
It never works. I don't know why we do it, thinking like, oh, if I say this, he'll know what I mean.
He don't.
He probably won't, because I sometimes don't even know what I mean.
But there's this one guy who thinks he does know what we mean. He swears he's cracked girl code, and he's telling all the guys on TikTok, and I just happened to come across the video on my For You page, so I am dying to see if you agree with some of these things, okay? So he says, if your woman says, oh, you probably just broke her heart, do you agree? Or would you say something else?
I could see, like if a guy admitted to something like that upset me, but normally I would say, LOL. I'm sick in the head, okay? Because any time that I've had like a crazy fight with a guy that I've been seeing, that means my feelings are hurt, but I'm not going to let you know that my feelings are hurt.
So you kind of want to win a little bit.
Yep. So I just say, LOL.
That is kind of sick. I like it. I would have just said, all right, got it.
Oh.
I kind of have an attitude. When you break my heart, all right, got it.
That is like cut and dry. Official.
I want to stab you a little bit.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So he says, if your woman goes, mm-hmm.
Oh.
She's done talking to you and you messed up.
Oh.
Do you agree?
She's done talking to you and you messed up.
Or what would you say?
Yeah, I do. I think that could be a version of it. But if that was my vibe, I would just say good talk.
Again,
that gives Ouch. It gives I'm done because like good talk like means, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. I'm done. And I feel like there's a little bit of you did something wrong and uh-huh. I want you to know it, but I'm not going to tell you what it is because you should already know what you did wrong.
That's a good one. I would say if I'm done talking to you and you messed up, I would just say K. And that also has a period mm-hmm. next to it, just so you know.
That you couldn't even bring yourself to write, okay.
No. Never. Forget the O. It's out the door. Okay. He says if she goes, yeah, without the H, there's no H in this. Just, yeah. It's not okay.
See, I'm not all into the yeah, the different forms of yeah. I know some people are like really
uh-huh.
specific. If it's not okay, I'm going to say K.
Oh, that's like where you put the K.
I think so. Like, hey, babe, I'm going to go grab drinks with the boys and then I'll probably be late. K.
I would go, huh?
Just huh? Like you're asking a question?
Oh, you don't get anything out of me. It's just a sound effect.
Okay.
This guy on TikTok claims he has correct girl code, which I find it really funny because I don't even think I've cracked girl code and I'm a girl.
No, yeah, same. Most days I wake up and I'm like, who am I and what do I mean?
And I've had a conversation with you and I'm like, wait, what did she mean by that?
Yeah, right? We're so complex as creatures.
We really, really are. So we earlier just went over if a woman says oh or mm-hmm or yeah, but without an H, what does that truly mean? And now we got to go over some more that he says he's correct the code on. All right, if she says yeah, with an H this time.
So Y-E-A-H?
Yeah. She's good.
What? Okay. You're starting to lose me. I'm crazy, but I'm not like that. If I'm good, I'm just going to say, I'm good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like if things are good, I'm not going to like say it in a roundabout way, I don't think.
I guess I'm the exact kind of close to the exact same. I would just say, sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't need to be like, yeah.
Yeah, with an H on purpose.
Yeah, with an H, just so you know, because there's a difference
I don't know. That one I'm not so sure about.
Okay. He says if she goes, okay, and it's just the O and the K, she's decent.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. If I'm just decent, like not great, not bad, I'm going to say eh.
Just a sound effect.
E-H. I use it quite frequently, actually.
I actually agree with this one. That's probably what I would say. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm decent.
And just O and K, not A-Y.
Not
that much effort.
Let's get to that one. Okay with an A-Y at the end. Everything's good and she's happy.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a lot to hold in an A-Y.
Those two letters
mean
they have a
so
big
much.
Responsibility.
No, if I'm good, everything's good, life's great, I'm going to say amazing.
Okay.
I feel like I say that a lot, and I really only say it when everything is good and great and awesome.
I would say, yeah, but with like an exclamation point, like, yeah, 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 like Usher.
Once again, you're losing me, man.
I'm moving to Florida.
See you later. What? Why?
April Fools.
You know what? It's taken all day for somebody to try to pull a fast one on me personally.
It was a really lame April Fool's.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was because I got zero budget. But today's April Fool's Day. And there are a lot of businesses trying to pull April Fool's Day pranks really on social media.
I feel like it is the thing now because it's so easy to prank a ton of people
mm-hmm.
on social media. So yeah, companies... sometimes they're genius.
So I know that you've been scrolling. I've been scrolling on it. I think we kind of want to go over some of our favorite pranks that we've been seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, who's in Marion.
Yeah.
I love them. They announced limited time special alert. It's free and only available today. Again, this is an April Fool's Day prank. The Dill Pickle Sundae.
You know what?
I wish that was real.
I would eat it.
I wish that was real. Consider it, Friday. Consider it.
I'm not hating it. That's how I feel about all of these pranks is like, haha, but why can we make that happen? Why not? Like,
who do we need to talk to?
Hormel Chili. They are, again, it's a prank, putting out, air quotes, double dippable chips.
Ooh.
Which is just a chip, but it has like perforation, like on toilet paper down the middle so that you can easily snap the chip in half.
Yes.
So you can double dip without being disgusting. Where's the joke? You know what I mean? Like, I need
someone
that.
Someone call their marketing
seriously.
Team. Okay. The Pork Tornadoes did their own little April Fool's Day prank. Honestly, it looks really believable that they're going on tour Blink 182.
I would believe that wholeheartedly.
I'm like, where do I buy the tickets?
Oh, yeah, that sounds sweet. I'll go. Tinder put out,
oh dear Lord,
a prank because they said that they were on a hiring journey for a vice president of ghost hunting to help stop ghosting. Which I'm like, again,
let's make that a thing.
How do we make this a real thing? Because it feels needed.
That's awesome. Lionbridge Brewing Company. This is genius. They announced that they're coming out with it again, April Fool's Day prank, a beer for the summer. It's a perfect beer because you always are drinking beer on the patio, right? Or on in your garage and you're getting bit by mosquitoes, right?
Yeah.
So it's bug soother mixed with your beer.
Again, if somebody told me that would keep the mosquitoes away,
I'm gonna do it.
I might drink it. I just might. I'm 99% sure that this is a prank from the Iowa State Fair because I literally just yelled out loud, like, no way that this is real. They posted new event announced for the Iowa State Fair. With how popular the pie eating contest has been, we'll be introducing the butter eating contest.
Now, again, why does this have to be a prank?
At first, I was like, no way. And now I'm like, there's 11 comments and it sounds like interested participants.
I would do that.
You would kill it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.